Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's founder and president at Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley. And this is a show where we talk about retirement planning to help you figure out what you'll need to do as you enter this exciting new phase of life. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And every week, Eric gives you a detailed, comprehensive checklist that you can get when you call him at this number. Here's the number you need to remember, 800-454-1184, and you will hear us talk about the blueprint to worryless wealth. Getting this blueprint can help you plan out your retirement, and it's complimentary. It's something that Eric is offering to you today. Reach out to us, 800-454-1184, to get on Eric's calendar. And of course, you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And a big hello to you, Eric.
Well, hey, Luann, it's good to be talking to people today. Tax time is supposed to be over, right? But it got extended again, yet again. And now it's almost finally over again. But, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, okay, I'm all done with taxes. And that's the wrong answer. The real answer should be, now you need to do tax planning. That was tax reporting. That's what's already happened. It's over. It's done with. How do you fix it for this year? And we've got some super scary changes probably coming up on the tax code this year. And there's probably more action items that you need to take this year than probably in a long, long time. Probably for at least the last 10 years or more. And so, yeah, this is a year to be really thinking about taxes and figuring that out and just looking at the overall economy and see how things are going to, you know, very likely change down the road.
Right. I mean, we're going to get into that a little bit more here in just a little bit. But my first question to you is this. How often do you Google things? Are you one to says, oh, I got to Google who did this or what? Do you do that often?
Not too much, but, you know, every once in a while I do that when you're, you know, having dinner and somebody's saying, who is that person? Who is that?
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, sometimes they will do that.
So. Yeah, I do that as well. Well, according to Google, they're saying about 2,400% of people were searching for this question on Google last month. When is the housing market going to crash? So we kind of know what caused the Great Recession back in 2008, but do you think there's anything we need to be concerned about now in 2021?
Yeah, I mean, 2,400% increase in searching on that topic is huge and probably does point to something. I mean, you know, I was just talking to a client of mine who's a realtor, and she was trying to help a buyer in Los Gatos, and it's listed for 2.3. They bid 250 over and they found out it went for 3 million. I mean, you know, there was another home in Santa Cruz that I was talking to somebody else who was looking over there, and they almost going to bid a little bit over and they decided not to. It went 400,000 over asking. So, yeah, we're definitely in the insanity time frame again, and it's obviously there's cheap money, there's a lot of people that have high stock gains, and so there's a lot of money floating around there, and so where are they going to go put it? And people are home more, so they want to have a, you know, fancier, nicer house, and there's not much inventory. So I think this is probably a pretty scary time frame for real estate, just because of a lot of those factors are kind of driving a lot of that. You know, it's one of those things where it depends on where you're buying, right? I mean, how long are you going to hold it for? You know, all those types of things. But a lot of concern in the residential real estate market. And obviously the commercial took a hit, and, you know, especially retail for sure took a hit with COVID and was already, you know, on the downside. Commercial has been doing pretty good still, but yeah, the residential one, I think it's a little scary right now to be buying in there unless you're going to be there for, you know, 5-10 years.
Right. Well, it seems like the search is probably the root of this search is, you know, am I going to have enough money in retirement? Everybody's a little bit scared about that. And last year at the start of COVID, of course, the market dropped. Thankfully, it did come up again. But we know, you know, the market is going to rise and it's going to dip. That's what it's going to do. How do you help your clients feel comfortable and even confident in their finances and that retirement plan that you help them with?
Well, it's really kind of comes down to having three types of money. I mean, I think probably really at any age, you need these three types of money. Once you hit 50, 55, and especially 60 on, you have to have your money laid out this way. And so you need to have not just the market money, and that's usually the only option that's given to you in your 401k is just stocks and bonds. And that's all in the market that all goes up and down with, you know, every news cycle and economic story. The other parts that people are missing lots of times are having some foundational assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, but not guaranteed at, you know, the 0.01 that the bank's giving you. you know, the penny a year or whatever. You know, you need to have something that's earning more, like, you know, ideally 3 to 6% and can't be lost because of in those bad times, that's where you can go get those dollars. You know, the other in between is to have some steady income money, stuff that's paying you 5, 6, 7%, you know, ideally on a monthly, if not quarterly basis, it's not super volatile. And so, you know, once you have those three types of money, you can kind of be prepared for any situation that comes at you and be able to react. And then sometimes you can even go out and buy your own pension. I mean, you can actually go out there and have a lifetime income and set that up. So, you know, I think that's one of the big things that people aren't really thinking about as much, and that they should be thinking about for sure, is, you know, how am I going to make that money last as long as I do? And so, yeah, one of the things we actually have set up here at Heckman Financial is we can send you a link to download a report. It's called, you know, literally that, Will My Money Last As Long As I Do? Right? So if you want to text the word money to 800-454-1184, again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or you can go and download it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And I do want to mention that Eric is here every week because he is passionate about helping you with retirement. He's been doing this for 28 years now. So check him out and give him a call. That number again, 800-454-1184. And we thank you for listening. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Eric and his team want to help you create wealth in your retirement years. A lot of coverage recently has been on the infrastructure plans of Biden and his administration. And a lot of people are looking to, I guess the Dems are talking about lowering Medicare eligibility age from 65 to 62. So, of course, it's just being discussed right now. Nothing has been passed. But tell us how this proposal could affect retirees or soon to be retirees like me.
Well, you know, one of the toughest things for anybody retiring early I define as pre-65. Even though your full retirement age for most people is 67, or a few are still left at 66, really most people are retiring still at 65 because that's where Medicare kicks in. And pre-65, you're usually counting on at least $1,000 or more in terms of cost for your, you know, healthcare. Once you hit 65, you know, maybe $200, $300, $400 at the high end, you know, it's way, way cheaper. So yeah, if they did lower that down, that'd be impressive. Doubt it would really happen just because of it is so underfunded right now, Medicare is, that we don't even have the dollars to cover the people who are getting Medicare now versus adding more to it and adding more people quicker. Right now, you have to be careful with all the stuff that's proposals versus reality, right?
Yeah,
people
right.
say a lot of stuff, people do a lot of stuff, makes the news cycle for a day or two, and then goes away. You know, the only thing that you should make decisions on are laws, not, you know, proposals or thoughts or things that might happen.
Right.
Yeah, so one of the other ones is the capital gains. I mean, if capital gains does get increased and we're at record highs in the stock market, I mean, just think about that, right? If your tax is going to go up a whole bunch and you've made tons of money, what would you do as an investor? You'd sell, right? You know, gains are going to be cut by, you know, 5, 10, 20%, you're going to sell now, not sell later. So, you know, one thing we do have to watch out is if that law goes through, that may actually drive down the market some. So may not be huge, may be small. We'll have to see. But yeah, there's a lot of things coming at you, and you need to have a plan. You need to have a plan that covers not just income for life, but have a plan that covers what's your investment risk and what's the tax aspects along with that, the healthcare issues. And then we can actually create that blueprint to worry less wealth, if that makes sense for you. Again, no cost, no fee. We're waiving the fees right now for that. So if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric, we've come to the time in our show where you tell us a story, some type of a financial failure. And of course, we do this so that we can learn from people who've had struggles in the past. So what do you have for us today?
Well, this one's actually back to the good old roaring 90s. And so I've got a friend who's a fellow financial advisor down in Southern California, and he was telling me the story about, he had this guy come in and he just said, "No, your strategies are too boring. You know, they're not exciting enough. You know, I've got $1 million here and I'm always making money. So I don't know why I even came to talk to you and all this stuff." And so he's like, "Whatever, you know, and well, enjoy, you know, what you're doing on your own and, you know, keep it up, I guess." And, you know, and the gentleman had $1 million saved up, and his goal was to take out $50,000 a year. And which, you know, that's usually fairly doable long term. Well, 3 years later, so after the dot-com bust and 9/11 and all that stuff, this guy actually called him up and came into his office again and said, "Can you help me?" He remembered him coming in before saying how he was doing all this great investing and all this. He's like, well, what happened? And he took out the $50,000, for the 3 years. And his balance now was $450,000. He'd lost half of his money. And now taking out $50,000 on $450,000, I mean, that's more than, 10% of your money. That's not sustainable. And so he was wondering, is there a way to help him, and is there anything he can do? And of course, the answer was, that was 3 years ago. You should have done something, and protected part of it. And I always think about that, just because if there's times when some stuff are just shooting up and going crazy, and there's a lot of difference. It's really hard to sometimes tell the difference between skill and luck. And typically with investing, sadly enough, it's usually luck more than skill. So a lot of times people think that they're doing great. They think they know it all. They think they're going to, time it all perfect. And then, life happens, things change. And then guess what? You don't have that money anymore. So yeah, it's really critical to have a plan that works in all situations, not just the good ones.
You can certainly give Eric a call. He's offering you his time. 800-454-1184 is the number that you may call to set up a discovery visit with Eric. So take advantage of this time to go in and talk to Eric about your own questions if you have something different than what we've been talking about. He can put you on that guide to a blueprint to worryless wealth, which he's offering to you today. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio, and we're so glad you joined us today. We all know that technology is a dominant force in our lives. I love that we can do our shopping online. I love that we can do our banking online, which mostly my husband does, but just at the touch of a finger, we even carry our smartphones around and we can order things off of our phones. So it's pretty cool. But might we soon be hearing this as we start our retirement planning?
"I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that."
Oh my goodness, that's the robot antagonist HAL 9000 from the classic film 2001 A Space Odyssey. But all joking aside, robo-advisors have honestly started popping up more. Of course, the first being released in 2014, which actually surprises me. I thought it would be a lot sooner than that. But Eric, why don't you explain to us what a robo-advisor is?
Well, it's just basically an algorithm, a computer model that says, here, this is how we're going to invest. We're moving the money around. There's no real human. You just go online, pick whichever happy meal you want, in essence. I mean, what level of risk do you want? And, they're going to have a couple different flavors to pick from. And then they put you into that model. And, it's low cost. It works when things are going up. There's usually doesn't work quite as well when things are going down. And There's a lot of things it won't do for you, but if you're just looking for pure money management, you know, that's a way to go.
You know, allowing phone apps and these algorithms to help us plan our lives is actually becoming very prevalent. You know, we get our directions online from our phones. We actually can monitor our physical fitness, you know, by wearing those different apps. So why shouldn't we also consider a robo-advisor for our retirements? What would be some of the pros?
Well, I mean, the main thing is cost. I mean, that's actually, it's probably the only thing is cost.
So,
you know, so really, they don't need to be fed, and you know, there's no other things. Really, all they have to do is make enough money to pay for the website, right? And pay for the people running the websites. And so, you know, on that side of things, I mean, yeah, they are a lot better because they've lowered the cost of investing. And so, you know, for some people, they can be a good way. I mean, especially if you have less money and you're just starting out. You know, it's not a bad way to go, because at least you know you're going to get some money moved around and it's going to be diversified. And, you know, so it's not a bad thing in essence, but, you know, again, it's not going to help you with a lot of other things, right? They're only going to do that one thing. I mean, it's, you know, you program a, you know, something to do something, and that's all it's going to do. It's not going to create new things to do.
So the cons, what are the cons to using a robo-advisor for retirement?
Well, especially for retirement, is I haven't seen any that have any really great ways to solve the complexity of how to withdraw money in retirement. Building up money, accumulating money, that's actually really simple math. It's very easy math. Withdrawing money, when you have to throw in the into consideration, are you withdrawing from a Roth? Are you withdrawing from a taxable account, from IRA, 401k? So what's the tax ramifications of that withdrawal? What's the tax ramifications of the dividends and interest? Is that, you know, is that something, again, in what tax type of account is it? Is it a Roth or traditional stuff? And is it putting off passive income? Is it, you know, doing a lot of capital gains? Is it offset other things? Or where should this money be coming from? You know, all that stuff gets to be a lot more complicated because you have to know about your tax situation. Things change year to year. You know, if you're getting Social Security, how's that going to affect the taxes on the withdrawals from here? You know, there's all these other things that really, really are tough to play out. And again, these things are all 100%, you know, market investments. So there is zero security with those. So there is going to be no lifetime income guarantee. There's going to be no pension for anything. All these assets, by definition, have to be stuff that a computer can easily trade. So if there's some great investments out there that are paying you, you know, 6%, you know, ongoing, and, you know, have very great tax benefits, but aren't liquid and aren't tradable, they're not going to have you in those types of investments. So there's going to be a lot of the world that's going to be missing. Again, it's kind of like going to, walking into a Toyota dealership saying, I want to buy a Ford truck. You know, they're going to show you probably a Toyota truck would be my guess. They're probably not going to call up Ford and say, oh, here, we're going to drive a customer down there. You know, they're not going to do that, right? They're there to sell Toyotas. And if you're a robo-advisor and your website just to manage money, they're only going to do is managing money really on an accumulation focus, but not on a distribution focus. And again, it's going to be all 100% invested. So again, you know, how much risk are you taking? You know, is there a way to know that? Well, yeah, one of the things you can do is you can actually do a portfolio analysis and say, okay, hey, Eric, you know, can you tell me what level of risk do I have? If another 08 happens, what's going to go on with my portfolio? If a great year like 2013 happens, what's going to happen with it? And in between, you know, where should that money be? Those are critical things to know before things go bad, right? You want to know that, you know, what's the worst case and the best case scenario before they occur. And then you also want to know, what are the things am I missing? What are the things that I haven't even thought about? I mean, you know, you don't know what you don't know until somebody tells you you don't know that, right? So if you want to take some time and really learn about what should you be doing today and what changes should you be making and how do I get to that blueprint to worry less wealth so that way I don't have to worry about my money, well, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and we can go over what your situation is and see if you want to do the planning or not. But again, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. Wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So who's winning the battle between machines and mankind? Don't go anywhere.
I'll be back.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. Wouldn't you like to worry less in retirement? That's Eric's goal for you. So you probably remember the movie The Terminator, about a futuristic war waged between machines and mankind. And the robots were named Terminators, which makes you think there's no way the humans could have ever won, right? However, this so-called battle between robo-advisors and the human financial advisors that we're talking about today does appear that the humans might be winning. According to a recent NerdWallet survey, 2,000 Americans were asked how they manage their investments. About 1,200 of them actually had investment accounts, and they were asked how they feel about using a human financial advisor versus a robo-advisor. So, Eric, tell us some of the things, the key findings in that survey.
Well, yeah, you know, robo-advisors were definitely less popular. About 44% of investors were using a financial advisor, and only about 15 were using that robo-advisor to run them. And of course, the rest were doing it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, confidence is a lot higher with human advisors, where, you know, 51% of the people said they were very confident with their financial advisor, with only about 34% being confident in the website or, you know, robo-advisor, whatever you want to call it.
Right. And another key finding is, you know, what we've talked about is that human contact is just a really good point for people who do not use those robo-advisors. So if you could, Eric, talk about the importance of having that personal touch when you're making decisions and helping someone with their retirement.
Well, I mean, if we were truly just robots, I think the robo-advisors would be perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we wouldn't do any, you know, dumb mistakes. We wouldn't overspend in retirement. We wouldn't buy stuff we don't need. But, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we would not do. And then, of course, we would also have rational tax laws. We wouldn't have the tax laws changing all the time. Uh-huh. And we wouldn't have, you know, a lot of the stuff that actually does end up happening. Probably would not be happening. But really, once you have that human touch, you kind of go, okay, well, how much are you really spending per month? I mean, that to me is the single-handedly biggest number that nobody can ever tell me the truth on. It's not that they're lying. It's just, you know, they can't handle the truth as a, you know, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, said it one time so well, right? They just, you know, people spend what they make. And, you know, you're used to spending it. And so if you plan something in some computer program and it's an unrealistic number, it's going to give you the correct numbers for that unrealistic situation, which is then not going to turn out well. Right. Mm-hmm. So really, I mean, that's the part that, you know, I think that the computers and the websites can't really get right. And then also they don't know how to do all the tax planning around that. How, you know, which money should you be taking from where, what timing, you know, how do you lower your taxes over your lifetime? One of the most ridiculous things is asking a CPA or a tax person, how do I lower my tax this year? It should be always, how do I lower my tax for the rest of my life? And again, if you ask the wrong question, you'll get the wrong answer. And most people are asking the wrong questions. So the robo stuff may tell you one simple thing, but they're not going to look at this other stuff down the road and how it's going to all play out. So, you know, I think that's probably why they're never going to be the full solution. They could handle some investment management, but overall planning, definitely, it's not going to be something that's going to be probably possible. So I would really steer clear of those people and really focus on somebody who's a registered investment advisor. That means they have to look out for you. And again, if that's something you want to look at and you want to get that second opinion, yeah, that's one of the things we can do. We've been waiving the planning fee for radio listeners. So if you want to set up a time, we can do a phone call, find out about your situation. And then if you want us to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, again, no cost, no obligation, we'll go ahead and go through that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy plan, show you the plan you have now. You may not even know what it is, but we'll show you. And then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things that may need to be changed. Then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do that on your own. But at least you're going to get that critical information that you really need to have. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where you will get straightforward advice on how to plan for a more secure and a more comfortable retirement. So we're talking right now about the difference between using a robo-advisor or a human advisor, a real person. And the thing I keep hearing about robo-advisors, Eric, is their ability to help with that investment management because, you know, they have that algorithm that they can use and kind of make those decisions on. But we know in talking to you that retirement is so much more than investment. So can you explain all the other factors that go into retirement planning?
Probably the biggest one, like I said earlier, there was, you know, how much spending, you know, what is your spending need going to be in retirement? Figuring out that, you know, are you including vacations and fun in that? You know, are those realistic assumptions? I mean, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. I mean, 28, you know, so far, but, you know, almost 30 years. I've seen hundreds of people retire. I know what they do that's smart and what they do that's not so smart. Something that you can't very easily program, you know, unfortunately. And so, you know, those are the things I can, you know, show people is like, oh no, these are, you're missing this or you're missing that. I mean, I had somebody who was like, oh yeah, my husband, she's already stopped working and, you know, my husband may stop working now and she paid off her house. And so she lives pretty simply. She's like, oh, I only need about $3,000 a month to live on. And I'm like, you're not even counting for health insurance.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, and it's like, hold it, you know, that's about another $1,000 a month. Well, on a $3,000 a month budget, you know, that's a big difference. And so, you know, so there's things that the robots and the web pages may not necessarily account for. And then again, like I was saying before about taxes, I mean, taxes in retirement are crazy. They are so much more complicated. Nobody believes me until the first year after they've retired and they do their tax return. And then pretty much everybody comes back to me and says, wow, now I know what you're talking about. And so the reason why they're so complicated is when you're working, you just get a W-2 and, you know, whatever other interest things you have, and you just do your tax return. There's not much choice to do. When you're retired, you've got all these different pots of money, right? You've got the taxable, you know, bucket of money. You got the tax deferred, tax free, regular dollars. And which one you take money from is going to create how your taxes are structured. Well, that is something that I have not seen any web page do yet and any robo-advisor, you know, really help people with. So, and that is critical information, because if you screw that up, you could be paying way more tax and that loses a lot of return. So even if that robo-advisor did a great job, if you're paying 10 or 15% more tax because you're doing things wrong, well, there goes most of that return, right?
Right. So true. So how do you help your clients create a plan that's designed to address all these different factors?
Well, you know, it's again about having a plan. So that's the biggest thing, right? You know, that four-letter word, plan. And yeah, so really what we do is first and foremost, we create that income plan. So we look at everything in there, inflation, taxes, all the stuff, how each type of money is taxed differently, when you're going to take money from which and so forth. You know, do you have some lifetime income? Most of us don't have pensions. So we can often help people get some sort of guaranteed lifetime income, because there's so many studies that say that's the only way you're going to be able to survive in retirement is have some sort of lifetime payout of money. And so that's gotten to be bigger and bigger. And then we look at the investments, look at you know, taxes, look at healthcare legacy, all those things. And once we have that all in a cohesive plan, it's very easy to account for all these situations, good and bad and in between, and know we're going to be okay and know that you're going to be able to retire with worry less wealth. I mean, that's why we create that blueprint to worry less wealth. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call. We can set up a time to talk. No cost, no obligation right now for any radio listeners. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got our reverse mortgage expert, Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgage, here with us.
Great to be here.
Reverse mortgage, first of all, we always say, what's going backward? And what's going forward, right?
Right.
So what's the reverse part?
Well, it's reverse of a regular mortgage. With a reverse, you don't have to make a payment. That's the biggest.
So this one, the reverse part, you pay it at the end, right? I guess
you pay
instead
at the
of
end.
Paying monthly, you're...
You can pay it during the time of the reverse. If you have extra money, you want to pay it down. But the nicest part is you don't have that monthly payment facing you like you do with the regular mortgage. At the end, whenever the last person, husband and wife, let's say, they can stay in the house till they're 150. I don't think that's going to happen. But so if the husband passes, the wife passes, the other one stays there with no, goes on, like the other one is still there. They could live in that house till they're 150.
Pay the insurance and property tax, but other than that, they get the house there. No cost to them to, you know, to be paying that. And then, of course, whenever they sell the house, the bank doesn't own it. They, you know, their beneficiaries, you know, most likely would get the house, and then they could sell it or refinance it or whatever
they want to do. I've had I've been doing this a long time. I've had a couple of times when the children, because you have to be 62 to do the reverse, and they have said, I want this house, I'm going to move into it, and they've refinanced the reverse that the parents had, but they have to be 62 to do that. So when you sell it, so what's happening is, of course, the interest is accruing until they're both gone or both out of the house. You know, if they sell it, then it's exactly like a regular mortgage. The balance
gets
paid.
Find out the balance and pay it off.
Pay it off, and they get the balance. Is theirs. The equity remains with them. It just depends on what the family is looking to do. But most people want to stay. I know I haven't ever met anybody that says, oh, I want to move. I want to stay in my house till I die.
Yeah. I want to go into a facility. That sounds fun. No, people don't say that.
No.
I mean, actually, speaking of, children and such, I've got actually some people I just referred you to that they have kind of an interesting case. Their parents passed away and the house, they had actually lived in this house for 20 years after they got married because their parents had been renting it, and then they fixed it up, and then they said, you know, well, how about we just rent it from you instead of renting to somebody else. So they'd actually, that had been their family home for a while. I mean, it was their original family home, but then it had been rental, and then they'd lived there. And after the parents passed away, the various siblings all got together, and two of them, one of them had passed away, so it was their heirs. And then the other one, they all wanted to keep it as a rental. And so they were trying to push down, of course, the price and push it down. And, you know, my client was getting a little bit annoyed with that, but they're like, whatever. And then all of a sudden it hit with Prop 19, where now these people could not get their act together, the other siblings that wanted to take it over. now they're going to have to get reassessed. And now that property tax is going to get, you know, back up to full value, which would be, you know, this is a downtown Los Gatos house.
Oh.
So that's very, very pricey. And so now they're actually thinking of, they flipped it on their siblings because the other siblings were about ready to sell it. They're like, no, no, we'll buy it for that low price we all agreed on already.
Yeah.
And, and they're trying to figure out how to buy it. And they can sell their house and get the proceeds from there. Part of their inheritance would be part of that. But then they realized they'd have to still probably go get a mortgage. Well, they're looking to retire in a year or two. And I mentioned, you know, you guys are over 62 now. You guys could do a reverse mortgage and you wouldn't have to go through all that loan hassle and all that stuff and all the countless reams of paperwork and, you know, it's not as complicated, right?
Right.
And they're like, oh my gosh, that is perfect. Cause then we could have this house. We could be back, you know, there. Their grandkids go to school, you know, a couple blocks away. It's just the perfect situation for them. So, yeah, a lot of times people don't think about, you know, they think it's, oh, somebody who's destitute or somebody who, you know, who really needs desperate for the money. It's like, no, this is just a great way for them to not have to go into their portfolio, not to do all these other things. So,
and be taxed on it.
Yeah.
You go into the portfolio, you're going to be taxed. This is no tax consequences on
right.
this. Not only that, you're absolutely right with the reassessment. I mean, you keep stay in your house. You're on, well, whatever it is, you're the low taxes.
Oh, yeah.
You go sell it and go somewhere else. Well, now you can take it, I guess, can't
you? Yeah, well, for them, since they're moving in, even with Prop 19, as long as you're moving into a, you know, a house that your parents had, you know, had, you know, they can move the Prop, you know, 13 basis still over, even with the new law. You know, the amazing thing is I think it's like $1,000 or $2,000 a year property tax. It's something like disgustingly low for Los Gatos, right? So it's probably what most people pay on a monthly basis
exactly.
for their property taxes, what their annual one is. So
capital gains is another big one. I mean, you sell that house.
Oh, yeah.
I had one in Palo Alto, downtown Palo Alto. It was 1,100 square feet on a 5,000 square foot lot. And it was built in 1960. She bought it in 68. It was built in 63, I think. They had never done one improvement. I mean, this house was like walking back in time. And they paid $38,000 for it. And it appraised for $4.5 million. And her financial advisor said to her, you can't sell this house. You're going to pay capital
gains. $1.5 million in tax.
Exactly. Yeah. He says that's just ridiculous for you to sell it. Do a reverse mortgage, get, because she needed money. She had all of this equity in there, but she needed money to live on every month. Her husband had passed. I mean, you're going to sell it and give the government all that money, that capital gains, your daughter, where your daughter could actually help, you know, you'll help her when you pass.
Right.
So that's what she did. She did the, oh my God, and they're just as happy as can be.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. So it doesn't have to be a negative situation or you know, I'm running out of money kind of situation per se. It's just you got an asset that's got tons of value. And instead of selling it, paying the government, paying all the taxes, losing the Prop 13, you know, all the stuff. Yeah. Just take that money out tax free. And I mean, really, at that point, there's really no cost to it in a way, because if you compare it to what you would pay in tax, I mean, oh, my gosh.
I had another fellow that had a big portfolio. Well, to me, it was big. It was almost, you know, $10 million. And he had all this stuff around and he wanted to do a reverse mortgage. Well, I figured why. I mean, he certainly didn't need the money. And he said, I want to do this because he owed nothing on the home, but he got this giant line of credit. And he said, I want that in place. And besides, it's growing while I have it. In case I need money, I don't want to have to sell anything from my portfolio. I want to be able to use this money tax-free. I don't have to, it's not taxable. And he's had that. He's been so happy with this line of credit that he's got. He's used it. He's paid it back. He's used it. He's paid it back.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really, and when you don't use it, you're not accruing interest.
Right.
Only,
so that's a big
yeah.
one.
Right. And he paid whatever fees there were up front. So he had absolutely no interest. The only time he was accruing interest is if I think once or twice he used $200,000 or $300,000 from it, used it, put it back, and was paying nothing. So it's really a financial tool, retirement tool.
There's lots of ways to use it. And it can be the normal government backed one, which now lending limit wise, it goes up to about what,
822, 375. Yeah. It just went up the first of the year.
Yeah, but again, that's it's also based on age, so you don't get all of that.
No,
right,
no,
is the formula. So
that's right. It's age to value, not loan to value. So you have two people living next door to each other, and exactly the same. Their houses are both worth $1 million. They both don't have any mortgages on them. If you're 62, you're going to get a lot less than the 82-year-old is right. going to get, because they're going to get more money. As older you are, the more money you get.
Because the bank will get the money back sooner, statistically speaking.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so that's one complication that you need to know. There's also these jumbo ones that can go way over the 800 number.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yes. So. They go up to 5 million.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yeah, since I've been in this business for 15 years, there's been so many really wonderful changes, not just changes, but really for the public,
even the fees have come down a little bit, right?
Yes,
haven't they? Yeah. So because that used to be another kind of
some of them are very high yet, but you take it all into consideration. And
yeah, I mean, it depends on what you know.
It depends on which. There's so many, when I started, there was like two different things you could do: a fixed rate, a variable, and that was it. Now there's that. That's the HECM, the home equity conversion mortgage. Then there's all the jumbo products that have, I mean, there's so many different ways to do it.
So yeah, to cut through all that craziness and stuff and have somebody, you know, here, right. not an 800 number. Yeah, what's the best way for them to get information and get that data and see if it
Give me a call. I'll put it together. I during this COVID, I tell people, you want me to come by, I'll be happy to do that. We can do it remotely, whatever is. And most people, come on by, we'll sit in the backyard, put the mask on. But I put together a profile for them specifically, and I show the different products that will work, go over it, and leave it with them. And then if they decide they want to do something, they call me. I am not a person that's going to call, oh, you should do this.
Yeah, and how
it's really up to them.
Yeah, and so what's the best way to get hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And there's also a link for her email on wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. And we've come to the time in our show when Eric gives us an example of a wealth success story. And this is a really great lesson on how we can do things and how things work out for the best so we can learn from people. So Eric, tell us what you have today for your wealth success story.
Well, I mean, there's a few clients that all come to mind, kind of the same basis, but really, you know, there's one that, he's working at Apple and, you know, he realized the stock was doing crazy good, right? So one of those lucky people and being in the right place at the right time. But he also realized that this is all fake until it becomes real money, right? Mm-hmm. Until you actually sell it and it's someplace safe and guaranteed. And so, you know, we've been selling off some and locking in some money where it's going to can't go down again. Some has a guaranteed income for life. We've been putting some stuff in, and I call those foundational assets. We've been putting some money in some steady income assets that have been paying out great income for them. So, you know, if he wants to pull the trigger and retire anytime, he knows he can, regardless of the market money now. And yes, he if he'd not done that, he may have had more money. but he also may have not, right? So mm-hmm. the big thing is living that life knowing that you're good, you're done financially. And that is such a critical thing. And lots of times people just don't really understand it. The greed takes over and they want to just go for more and more and more until the whole thing blows up or goes bad really quickly. And then they're stressed out even worse, right? And they're stressed during the while it's going up and wondering if it's going to go down. Then when it goes down, it's really ugly. So he doesn't have any of those worries. He's set for life. He's going to be fine no matter what. And, you know, that's a great place to be. So, yeah. So if you got some good gains, you got some good winners there, take some money off the table. Make sure you lock it in. Make sure you know you've got that for the rest of your life and it can't go away. And that's a great feeling to have. You know, what's your concerns? What are your worries? You know, what are you trying to do? And so whether or not you're going to our nice office downtown San Jose or we're just going to do it on the phone, you know, really that's the biggest critical things is what are you worried about? And again, my whole process is trying to get people to worry less. And so the next meeting then would be we go through that blueprint to worry less wealth. We create that income plan. We show that to you on the computer, either online or, you know, in person. And that way you get to see, is your money going to last? If not, when's it going to run out? Is it 95 or 75? Because big difference between those two. So what kind of action should you be taking? And then how are you going to pay for healthcare? What are those plans? And then lastly, who's going to get your stuff? The legacy issues. And that is the five areas of the blueprint to worry less wealth. And again, with the radio listeners, no cost, no obligation. All you got to do is set up a time, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks again.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.